Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Fantasy Schmodown podcast. And we have today more manager wars. I apologize for the last week being off. Just have had a lot of stuff going on right now. Schmodown Universe is also going to be temporarily on hold. Hopefully, I'll be able to get it coming back in like a week or two. But right now, I'm just going to focus on getting this manager wars tournament done. And then maybe we can come back to Schmodown Universe and back to Manager Wars. Hopefully we'll be able to start doing them at the same time again once my life is less busy. But today is the first of the semifinals. Round one is all done. And the competitors that advanced through from round one, Revision through 2-3, Dinosaur Chef, Sam Levine Rules, and Kaiser Huang. So today we have Revision 3-2-3 versus Dinosaur Chef. The next week will be Sam Levine Rules versus Kaiser Huang. The winners will play each other for the Manager Wars Championship the week after that. But today, Revision 3-2-3 versus Dinosaur Chef. So, here are the matchups that we'll see today. So, for Revision 3-2-3, starting out in Star Wars, he has Andrew DiMillanta going up against Dinosaur Chef's Alex Damon. DiMillanta at this point, like, DiMillanta could very well win the tournament. It's either going to be him or Laura Kelly, I think, that will be winning this Star Wars tournament. I'm talking about, you know, real life Schmodown. And we could very well see DiMillanta Damon in the future. So that is happening right now, a simulation match. Then in teams, this will be an interesting one. Ben Bateman and Mark Riley, who's the boss for Revision 3-2-3, who ended up actually losing in their first match, but it was a close match, and it was against Tom and Chance. And they're going to be going up against Tim Franco and Ben Goddard. A very interesting team. High accuracy team, but not very experienced. We'll see how that goes. Then in the Geekdom, we're going to have Brandon Hanna for Revision 3-2-3 going up against Kevin Smets for Dinosaur Chef. It's going to be a good match. And then Revision 3-2-3 has Rachel Cushing going up against Mark and Draco in singles. So those are the matches that we are going to be having today, and we're going to be starting off with DiMillanta versus Damon. I don't even want to talk about this. I just want to start this match. I am so excited for this match. I mean, DiMillanta's been on fire in Real Schmodown lately. We'll see if that carries over. Damon obviously getting more into IG. If we do a league after this, I'll be interested to see Dinosaur Chef keeps Damon. He could have an option to put him in IG. I mean, or try and trade him for IG because got a good IG player already in Smets. So we're hoping to continue with this as a league afterwards and do it almost like the factions in Schmodown. So I'd be interested to see if he decides to keep Damon for Star Wars or try to pick up like somebody like Ace for Star Wars and then trade away Damon as a good IG player. So there will be a lot of strategy coming up there, but right now we still have this tournament, DiMillanta versus Damon. DiMillanta for Revision, Damon for Dinosaur Chef. Let's get started. A win is worth 2 points. Win by KO is worth 3 points. Win in sudden death is worth 1 point. Most points at the end of the four matches will be your winner. This is how the Star Wars matches will work. 10 questions in round one, okay? From 10 different categories. Correct answer is worth a point. Incorrect answer doesn't do anything. You get a perfect round, you'll get a bonus question asked just to you. So I think we are ready to start. We're going to start with Andrew DiMillanta for Revision 3-2-3. And I think that we should get started. Category number one is The Phantom Menace. Episode one for category number one. And DiMillanta hits. And so will Alex the Demon Damon. We are tied at one. Going now to question number two. The category is The Revenge of the Sith. Starting with Alex, he hits. And DiMillanta hits. Molly Damon could be another great free agent for Star Wars once I open up free agency after this tournament. We are tied at 2, though, between Alex Damon and Andrew DiMillanta. 2-2. Now we go to A New Hope. A New Hope. DiMillanta hits. Damon hits. 3-3. I really would be shocked if we don't get a double perfect round. I really would be shocked. I mean, I could see a Dimolanta Scrimshaw situation happening here. But who knows? Who knows? Okay, question number four now. Question number four, the category is The Last Jedi. The Last Jedi. Here we go. We're going to start with Alex. Hits, and Dimolanta hits 4-4. 4-2-4, as now we go to Rogue One for question number five. Rogue One, Dimolanta. A hit, and Damon a hit. 5-5. Now here we go. Question number six. Question number six in the category of Attack of the Clones. Attack of the Clones. Now, a hit for Damon and hit for Dimolanta. We are tied at six. We are tied at six after six. And now question number seven. The category is, the Clone Wars. Starting with Dimolanta, a miss. And a miss from Damon. They both miss on Clone Wars. I am very surprised there. Very, very surprised on the double miss from Clone Wars. In round one, so no perfect games and no perfect rounds. As now we head into question number eight, tied at six. We are still tied at six. Question number eight, the category is The Rise of Skywalker. The Rise of Skywalker. Starting with Damon, he hits, and Dimolanta hits. They're back on the correct answer train. 7-7, coming up on their penultimate question in round number one. And it will come from the category of The Force Awakens. The Force Awakens. To Dimolanta. Another miss, and Damon takes the lead. 8-7. 8-7. Dimolanta's second miss in round one. Alex Damon has taken the lead. And now question number 10. We go to Solo. Solo, A Star Wars Story. Alex Damon hits. Dimolanta hits. After round number one, the score is Alex Damon 9. Dimolanta 8. I was expecting perfect rounds. But we have a game on our hands. I mean, I'm going to say this, and it might sound weird, but like Damon, all he has to do is not miss a question, which I know seems crazy after only one round, but I wouldn't put it past Alex Damon to go through the rest of the match without missing a question. So as long as he doesn't miss a question for the rest of the match, Alex Damon will hold on to this victory. So it is 9-8 now. Alex Damon has the lead. So now we head into round number two. How this will work, the competitors will spin the wheel, whatever category they land on. They have the option to spin away, but they must take their second category if they choose to spin away. Whatever category they land on, they will get five questions, each worth 2 points. Now they can drop down to multiple choice, but that makes it worth only 1 point, and their opponent can steal if they miss a question. So Alex Damon, he finds himself in the lead 9-8, trying to gain two very valuable points for Dinosaur Chef. He has the option on whether he wants to go first or second, and he's going to choose to go first. So Alex Damon is going to be stepping up to the wheel. He has been the category of The Phantom Menace. The Phantom Menace. Does Alex want to keep the Phantom Menace? He's spinning away. Interesting. You don't see a lot of spinning away in the Star Wars division. But instead of the Phantom Menace, he's going to get the Phantom Menace again. So it is destined to be. I wonder why he spun away in the first place. Maybe feeling less confident. I can't imagine Damon feeling more confident about a category than the other. But everybody has their strengths and weaknesses. So Alex Damon is going to be stuck, I guess you could say, with the Phantom Menace. So let's go ahead and get into round number two. Question number one for Damon. Doesn't seem to be too much of a problem for him so far. He gets a two-pointer. Question number two. That's a miss. Damon misses. Massive steal for Andrew Dimolanta. Absolutely massive steal. That could be the game right there. 11-10. Question number three. And Damon having to go multiple choice. This is not good for Alex Damon. Damon going multiple. Okay, he hits it on the multiple choice. But with only two questions left, a 12-10 lead is not where he wants to be. Question number four. Okay, this one he's able to hit for 2 points. 14-10. And now for the final question of the round. He hits it for a two-pointer. Not the prettiest round for Alex Damon. He picks up 7 points and allows a two-point steal. 16-10 after his round. That was a lot messier than I thought it would be. So now we go over to Andrew, the Hunter Dimolanta. He is up for his spin. A perfect round will give him a 4-point lead heading into the final round. This can be big. His spin is Rogue One. Does Andrew want to keep Rogue One or spin? He's spinning from Rogue One. Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Instead, he gets The Rise of Skywalker. So, fresh in your mind, but also less time to absorb knowledge. So, we'll see how that works for Dimolanta. He finds himself down 6 points heading into his round. Let's see if he can do. Question number one. And that's going to be multiple choice right off the bat. Okay. So, not expecting this. And it's a miss on the multiple choice. Okay, Damon has a chance for a big 1-point steal here, and he misses it. Okay, so they both miss on the multiple choice for the Rise of Skywalker question. Now, question number two for Dimolanta. This time, he hits. The score is now 16-12. Question number three. He hits this one as well. It's 16-14. If he gets his last two, he'll have a 2-point lead. Penultimate question. He hits it. 16-16. A hit here for 2 points will give him the 2-point lead heading into the final round. And he hits it. So, at the end of the round, he gets 8 points plus a 2-point steal. Damon gets 7 points, which puts Dimolanta in the lead 18-16 at the end of round number two. So, heading into round number three, it's a bit lower score than I was thinking. I was thinking more along the lines of 21-21, but still a good game. How round number three will work, competitors will pick three random numbers between 1 and 18. They'll score correspond to three different categories. Now, they will get a 2-pointer, a 3-pointer, and a 5-pointer. So, question will always go to whoever is currently losing, which means that we're going to start with Alex Damon. Alex Damon's first question will come from the category of Rogue One for 2 points. And he hits it. We have a tie game. 18-18. We are tied up. Now we will bounce over to Dimolanta for his 2-pointer. Category Solo, a Star Wars story. And Dimolanta hits it. He has regained his lead 20-18. If he can go perfect through round three, he will win the match. But now we bounce back over to Alex Damon for his 3-pointer. His category is The Empire Strikes Back. And it's a miss from Alex Damon in The Empire. Wow. Okay. It is now 20-18. That might be the game. Damon is now in a position where he must hit his 5-pointer. He must hit it. The category is the Clone Wars movie. Clone Wars. Damon is in a must-hit situation here. And your winner, gaining 2 points for Revision 323, Andrew the Hunter Dimolanta. 20-18, a low-scoring Star Wars match for these two. I was not expecting that. I was expecting Damon to be able to run away with this. Dimolanta pulls off the upset 20-18. Damon was off his game today. Dinosaur Chef definitely going to be upset with that performance from Damon. Damon was one of his shoe-ins to be a lock in Star Wars and IG. And it just did not play out for him today. So 2 points to Revision 323 heading into the Who's the Boss versus Goddard Franco match. Good start for revision with Andrew DiMolanta. Now we got to get into the teams match. Let's see how that plays out. See you guys in a minute. Okay, guys, so now the teams match. So again, it is Ben Bateman and Mark Riley, who's the boss for Revision 323, and then Tim Franco and Ben Goddard for Dinosaur Chef. So Revision 323 is currently in the lead with 2 points over Dinosaur Chef, but Dinosaur Chef has the accuracy advantage here. Here is the tail of the tape. So Ben Bateman, 78.26. Mark Riley is a 79.25. Remember, these are their team accuracies. You can find all these stats on the ShmoDownLive.com under the stats section. And then for their combined, I use their Who's the Boss stat, which is an 82.17. And then going over to Tim Franco and Ben Goddard, who I've never been a team in real life, but Tim Franco is a 77.78. Ben Goddard, a 94.44, which makes their combined score. That kind of rhymes. That's kind of cool. It makes their combined score an 86.11. So for teams that don't exist in Real Showdown, I just average their team stats. So 86.11 for teams that do exist, I use their team stat. So 82.17 for Bateman and Riley. So teams matches are usually one of the most exciting matches of each of these games. So let's see how this one goes. Ben Bateman and Mark Riley, who's the boss for Revision 323, and Franco and Goddard for Dinosaur Chef. I'm just going to say who's the boss and then Team Dinosaur Chef. So, let's get started. So, how it's going to work. Round 1, 8 questions from 8 different categories. Each player will be answering for their team. So, they can't confer on this one, but if both Bateman and Riley get a point right, you get a question right, and that's 2 points. If only one of them gets it right, it's 1 point. Neither of them get it right, it's 0 points. So I'm going to be going to all 4 players. They'll be playing individually with their points being tallied up for their team at the end of the round. If an individual player gets a perfect round, then just that player will be asked a bonus question just to them. So I think that we should go ahead and get this match underway. Who's the boss? Bateman and Riley for Revision 323. For Franco and Goddard, Team Dinosaur Chef, for Dinosaur Chef. Let's get going. Question number 1 comes in the category of horror. Horror. Just a horror match that was released on Patreon. Go check that out, guys. I act like I'm sponsored by the Schmodown. I'm not, but I like plugging them. Okay. The category of horror, we start with Ben Bateman. He hits to Tim Franco. Hits. Riley hits. And Goddard hits. Everybody hits, and we are tied at 2. Tied at 2. Everybody still has a perfect round intact after question number 1. Question number 2, we go to John Rocha's favorites, or one of his favorites, Westerns. Westerns, to start with Tim Franco. A miss. Riley hits. And a miss from Goddard, and Bateman hits. Goddard, very hard to make him miss with his 94.44, but that one did it. Now, who's the boss? The only ones that are still perfect. The score is now 4-2. Franco and Goddard's perfect rounds are both done. Now, to question number 3. The category is fantasy sci-fi. Fantasy sci-fi. Starting with Riley. A hit. Goddard hits. Bateman hits. Franco hits. Everybody hits on that one. 6-4. Bateman and Riley both still perfect after 3. Bateman and Riley have been on fire this whole tournament. I mean, they got, what, 32 or 33 points and lost against Tom and Chance, if they can put up that against Franco and Goddard. I think they're looking pretty good. Question number 4 now. Categories new releases. New releases, starting with Ben Goddard. He hits. Bateman hits. Franco hits. Riley hits. 8-6. I mean, Franco and Goddard, they've recovered well after both missing on that Westerns question, but Bateman and Riley still haven't missed. 8-6 is the score halfway through round number 1. Question number 5 comes from the category of period pieces. Period pieces. One that Stacey Howard campaigned to get into the Schmodown. We're going to start back with Ben Bateman. He hits. A miss from Tim Franco. a miss from Mark Riley, that's his first miss, and Ben Goddard hits. So, only the Bens hit, Bateman and Goddard each hit, which makes the score 9-7. Franco has now missed twice, Riley and Goddard have each missed once. Bateman is the only one still with a perfect round. Riley's is off the table now, 9-7 is now the score. Heading to question number 6. The category is comic book movies. Comic book movies. We're going to start here with Tim Franco. A hit. Riley hits. Goddard hits. Bateman hits. Everybody hits on the comic book movies, and it is now 11-9. 11-9 after 6 questions. Bateman still perfect. The penultimate question of the round will come from the category of holiday movies. Holiday movies. I've always wondered, is this only Christmas movies, or could you count, like, Halloween in here? Like, horror movies as Halloween? I don't know. Do rom-coms count, since they're technically, like, you could consider them Valentine's Day movies? They take place on Valentine's Day. I'm going way too far into this. So, the category, though, is holiday movies, and we'll start with Mark Riley. He's played in a couple of these exhibitions, but he misses. Ben Goddard's able to hit, though. Then Bateman hits. And Tim Franco misses. So now, it's only the Bens that hit again. At the score is now 12-10. Franco has missed 3 times. Goddard has missed once. Riley has missed twice. Bateman still hasn't missed. Final question of the round. The category is animated. Bateman hits this. He'll get a perfect round. But we'll start with Ben Goddard. Ben Goddard hits. Ben Bateman misses on the perfect round. Bateman misses on the perfect round. DeFranco, he hits. And Riley hits. So everybody hits but Bateman on that one. So now the score after round number 1. Who's the boss? Ben Bateman and Mark Riley with 13. Tim Franco and Ben Goddard with 12. So I think, what was it? Bateman missed once in the round. Riley missed twice in the round. And then Franco missed 3 times. Goddard missed once. So both of the Bens a question away from a perfect round. 13-12, everybody, is your score. Revision 3-3 with Ben Bateman and Mark Riley leading Dinosaur Chefs Franco and Goddard by 1 singular point heading into this. Round number 2, which is affectionately known as the wheel round. So how this round will work is, so first of all, Bateman and Riley, they're in the lead. They have the option, do they want to go first or second? And they are going to be deferring, which means that Franco and Goddard will step up to the wheel. Whatever category they spin, they have the option to spin away, but they must take their second category if they choose to have 2 spins. Whatever category they end up with, though. 6 questions in the round, each worth 2 points. They have the option to go down to multiple choice, but that makes it worth only 1 point. If they miss a question, their opponents can steal. Also, the teammates are allowed to confer on these questions. So they can confer. I think we are ready to get started. Franco and Goddard stepping up to the wheel. They've spun Quentin Tarantino movies. Tarantino. They will be keeping Tarantino, making Sam Levine proud. Because, you know, he was in a Tarantino movie. Okay. Tim Franco and Ben Goddard, 6 questions, a possibility to double their score of 12. Let's go ahead and get started. Question number 1. And it is a hit. They have taken the lead 14-13. Question number 2. Another hit. The score is now 16-13. Question number 3. And it's a miss. So now big steal opportunity here for Bateman and Riley. And they hit it. Massive steal. Absolutely massive steal for Bateman and Riley. It is still 16-15 Goddard with 3 questions left in their round, but that steal could be huge. Question number 4 now. They hit this one. It's now 18-15. Question number 5. And it's another miss from Franco and Goddard. For some reason, not opting for multiple choice on these. Bateman and Riley, another big opportunity, and they missed the steal. they miss the steal. That could come back to bite him later. Question number six, though, the final question for Franco and Goddard, and they are able to hit it. So now, after Franco and Goddard's round, they are able to pick up 8 points in the round. They go 4-6. Bateman and Riley are able to steal one question for 2 points, but miss the other steal, which makes the score at the end of Franco and Goddard's round, Franco and Goddard with 20, Bateman and Riley with 15, but Bateman and Riley have the opportunity to get up to 27 points, take a 7-point lead going into the final round if they get this question, or get this round perfect. So we'll see what Bateman and Riley are able to do. I believe Franco and Goddard won their first match, and Bateman and Riley actually lost their first match. So, see if Bateman and Riley can get their first win here. I, like, mumbled Bateman's name there. Bateman. Okay. Bateman and Riley, they're going to be stepping up to the wheel here. This could be big. They've spun the category of Kate Blanchett. Do Bateman and Riley want to keep Kate Blanchett or spin away? Okay, long deliberation, but they are going to be keeping Kate Blanchett movies. Let's see if it pays off for them. Question number one. A miss right off the bat. Franco and Goddard, big steal. That is not what Revision 323 wanted to hear. 22-15 now. Question number two. Another miss for Bateman and Riley and another big steal. This is not going well. This is not going well at all. Question number three. Okay, they're able to pick up 2 points on this one. It's now 24-17. They cannot. Bateman and Riley will not have the lead by the end of this round. Question number four. They're able to pull out another correct answer. 24-19. Two questions left in the round. Question number five. Another hit. Seem to be getting on a run right now. 24-21. Final question of their round. They hit it. And do we have a game? Franco and Goddard with 24. Bateman and Riley with 23. So, in the round as a whole, Franco and Goddard picked up 12 points. Bateman and Riley picked up 10 points. And they've switched after round number one. Bateman and Riley had the 1-point lead, 13-12. Now Franco and Goddard have the 1-point lead, 24-23. Bateman and Riley, two costly steals. And now Franco and Goddard, so they each went 4 out of 8 in their round. The difference was that Bateman and Riley went 1 of 2 on steals. Franco and Goddard went 2 of 2 on steals. So the score is 24-23 heading into the final round. How this final round will work, they'll get a 2-pointer, a 3-pointer, and a 5-pointer. So now, the question will always go to whoever is currently losing. One teammate will have to take the 2, the other will have to take the 3. Then they'll get to confer on their 5. So we're going to start with Bateman and Riley as they are currently losing 24-23. Their first category is Ridley Scott. Who would like to take the 2-point question? And it's going to be Ben Bateman to take the 2-pointer. Bateman to take the 2. Category for Ridley Scott. And he hits it. And he is given Who's the Boss in Revision 323 the lead. Revision 323 now has the lead, 25-24. Now Franco and Goddard for Dinosaur Seth will now take their 2-pointer. The category is Angelina Jolie. And Tim Franco is going to take this 2-pointer. Angelina Jolie movies. And he hits it. Franco and Goddard now have the lead once again, 26-25. Now we bounce back over to Mark Riley, who will be taking Who's the Boss in Revision 323's 3-point question to give them a 2-point lead. His category is Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey. For 3 points, Mark Riley. he misses. Mark Riley has missed. And now it will come down to who's the boss's 5-point question. If they hit it, they will force Franco and Goddard to hit their 5-pointer. They'll make their 3-pointer relevant. If Bateman and Riley miss this 5-pointer, Dinosaur Chef will take 2 points from this match and even it up. Our question comes from the category of Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise. For 5 points. Bateman and Riley have hit it. Bateman and Riley hit it for 5 points. They get up to 30. And now the score is 30-26. Great pull from Bateman and Riley and Tom Cruise. And now we go over to Ben Goddard. And the 3-pointer is basically just a practice question. Because it's 30-26. If Goddard hits his 3, then they still have to hit their 5. If he misses his 3, then they still have to hit their 5 to win. So this 3-pointer doesn't really matter for Goddard, but we're still going to do it for scorekeeping sake. This category is the 70s. The 70s for Ben Goddard. And he is going to hit it. He hits it. But now it all comes down to this question. The score is, who's the boss? Ben Bateman and Mark Riley with 30 points for Vision 323. Tim Franco and Ben Goddard have 29 for Dinosaur Chef. It's 30-29. Who's the boss? Revision 323. Ben Bateman and Mark Riley. They are in the lead right now. But if Franco and Goddard hit this 5-pointer, they will gain 2 points for Dinosaur Chef. If they miss it, Revision 323 will gain a 4-point lead over Dinosaur Chef. Their category for 5 points is Drew Barrymore. It all comes down to this. The entire match. And your winner, gaining 2 points for Revision 323, Ben Bateman and Mark Riley, who's the boss? Tim Franco and Ben Goddard have missed it. 30-29, Ben Bateman and Mark Riley win the match for Revision 323. It is now 4-0. He has the lead. 4-0, Revision 323 has taken the lead. And now Dinosaur Chef has been put into a must-win situation in Inner Geekdom. Luckily, he has Kevin Smets. But great match there. Ben Bateman and Mark Riley are able to pick up a win in this tournament after a heartbreaking loss to Tom and Paul. They pull out the victory today. 30-29 is the final score. What a great match. What an absolutely incredible match. Tim Franco and Ben Goddard, to be honest, I would love to see that team in real life. This looks like it could be a scary team. But who's the boss may have just given Revision 323 what he needs to propel him over the finish line and win this match to move on to the finals. It isn't over yet. Dinosaur Chef could still pull out 2 more victories. The last 2 matches today. In Inner Geekdom, Kevin Smets is going up against Brandon Hanna. Kevin Smets for Dinosaur Chef, Brandon Hanna for Revision. I could see Kevin Smets taking that. But where the real miracle is going to have to happen is Mark and Draco is going to have to pull off an upset on Rachel Cushing in singles for Dinosaur Chef to stay in this. If Revision wins just one of those 2 matches, if Han is able to beat Smets or Cushing beats and Draco, Revision 323 will be moving on to the finals. Dinosaur Chef is able to take both of those. Who knows what will happen? So, next up, we got the Inner Geekdom match. Kevin Smets for Dinosaur Chef, Brandon Hanna for Revision 323. Kevin Smets is in a must-win situation for Dinosaur Chef. But if Brandon Hanna pulls off the upset, Revision 323 is heading to the finals. See this match in just a minute. Okay, guys, let's get started with this Intergeekdom match. Brandon Hanna for Revision 323, Kevin Smets for Dinosaur Chef. Revision 323, remember, has a 4-0 lead right now as far as the points. Kevin Smets is looking to turn that around for Dinosaur Chef. If Brandon Hanna wins this match by any means, even if it's in sudden death, Revision 323 will be advancing to the finals. I almost just dropped my whiteboard, so where I keep the score, so that was the noise if you guys heard anything. If you didn't hear anything, I just told you that. So, Kevin Smets must win to keep Dinosaur Chef alive in this thing. So, let's get started with this match. Tail of the tape, Brandon Hanna has an 82.29. Kevin Smets has a 90.70. Kevin Smets with a clear advantage. Let's see if it pays off. Let's get started. 10 questions in round number one. Works exactly like the Star Wars matches. Point for a question correct. Nothing happens for a wrong answer. Get a perfect round, which is all 10 questions correct. You will get a bonus question asked just to you. So here we go. Question number one. You start in the category Middle Earth to Brandon Hanna. He hits. And to the Smasher Kevin Smets, he hits as well. 1-1. 1-2-1. Heading into question number two. The category is the DC Extended Universe. Starting with Kevin Smets. A hit. Brandon Hanna hits. 2-2. 2-2. Now to Star Trek. Star Trek. Brandon Hanna hits Kevin Smets. A miss from Kevin Smets. Was not expecting that. Everything is going downhill today for Dinosaur Chef. 3-2 now. Brandon Hanna actually has the lead. A miss in Star Trek from Smets. Wow, okay. Maybe a bit rusty after this much time off. Heading to Marvel now. Starting with the Smasher. He hits. And Brandon Hanna hits. 4-3 Hanna. Question number five, category Star Wars. Star Wars. To Hanna. Hits. Smets. Hits. 5-4. 5-4. Heading into the MCU. The MCU for question number six. Smets hits. Hanna hits. 6-5. Now to DC. Gonna start here with Brandon Hanna. A hit. Kevin Smets hits 7-6. Smets has recovered well, but Hanna's on the verge of a perfect round. Three more questions correct, and he will get it. The first of those three, that time I dropped my whiteboard again. You probably heard that one. The first of those final three comes from the category of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Kevin Smets hits. And yes, Brandon Hanna hits as well. 8-7. 8-7. Now in the category Heroes and Villains. To Hanna. He hits. Smets hits. 9-8. And now Hanna, if he hits here, will get a perfect round to Smets. First, he hits. And a perfect round for the hitman, Brandon Hanna. 10-9. 10-9 is our score right now. Brandon Hanna with the lead. Was not expecting that first round miss from Kevin Smets. Category Star Trek, no less. He's actually pretty good at Star Trek. So, I mean, he's Kevin Smets. He's good at everything. But I know he played in the exhibition, so very surprised to see him miss there in Star Trek. But 10-9, Brandon Hanna will now receive a bonus question from the category Mixed Bag. And he hits it. So after round number one, Brandon Hanna, 11. Kevin Smets, 9. This is not good for Dinosaur Chef. He was banking on Kevin Smets being able to pull one out over Brandon Hanna. It's not looking good for him. 11-9. Kevin Smets, though, he is, well, Kevin Smets. So we'll see if he can make the comeback. How round number two is going to work. Each competitor will spin the wheel, whatever category they land on. Have the option to spin away, but they must take their second category if they, you know, spin again. Whatever category they do end up with, though, 5 questions in the round worth 2 points. You can drop down to 50-50. That makes it worth only one point. If you miss a question, your opponent can steal. Brandon Hanna, he is in the lead. He has the option of whether to go first or go second in this round. He's decided to go first. Decided to go first, and he's going to land on Middle Earth. Middle Earth. Would Brandon Hanna like to keep Middle Earth or no? He's going to be keeping Middle Earth. Okay, so Brandon Hanna will be keeping Middle Earth. Let's see what he can do in the category. 5 questions. A perfect round will get him up to 21. Question number 1. He hits it for 2 points. 13-9. Still hasn't missed. Question number 2. Hits it again. 15-9. Question number 3. Hits it again. 17-9. Question number 4. Another hit. 19-9. Question number 5. Perfect round for Brandon Hanna. Wow, that was fast. 21-9 is now the score. Smets needs to go perfect to at least have a shot heading into the final round. Brandon Hanna is on fire today. If Hanna is actually, it's very possible now that Hanna could win this and put this away. That would be kind of, wow, okay. Jeez, if Hanna can pull off this upset. We now go to Kevin Smets. He has spun DC. DC movies. Does Kevin want to keep DC? Or spin? He's spinning away from DC. He's looking for something that he might be able to go perfect in. Gets mixed bag. This could get interesting. Mixed bag for Kevin Smets. Question number 1. Well, it's a 2-point hit to start us off. Question number 2. Another 2-point hit. It is now 21-13. Question number 3. Another 2-point hit, 21-15. Question number 4. Another 2 points, 21-17. Question number 5. Perfect round for Smets. They each go perfect in round number 2. And right now it has just come down to that one miss from Kevin Smets. The Star Trek miss in round 1 that meant that he couldn't get a perfect round. Hanna got the perfect round, got the bonus, and that is the 2-point lead that he has right now. The score is 21-19. Hanna with the lead over Smets. And now it is the final round. Competitors will get a 2-pointer, a 3-pointer, and a 5-pointer. Questions will always go to whoever is currently losing, which means that we start with the smasher, Kevin Smets. What do you know, his 2-point question will be in the category of Star Trek. Star Trek. He missed earlier. Let's see if he can redeem himself here for 2 points to tie the game. And he hits it. He is able to hit this one for 2 points and ties it up at 21, which means that we will bounce over to Brandon Hanna for his 2-point question. His category is scores and soundtracks. Scores and soundtracks. 2 points. Brandon Hanna. He hits 23-21. Brandon Hanna still with that perfect game. 23-21 to now. Kevin Smets can take his first lead of the match here with this 3-pointer from the category of heroes and villains. Heroes and villains. 3 points. Kevin Smets is going to miss. Kevin Smets misses, and it comes down to Smets' 5-pointer. Huge miss there from Kevin Smets. Huge miss. If Smets hits this 5-pointer, he will force Hanna to hit both his 3 and his 5. If Smets misses this 5, Revision 323 will win the match with Brandon Hanna. Kevin Smets' category is movie release dates. Movie release dates for 5 points. Kevin Smets has hit it, 26-23, and now we could be looking at sudden death, because Hanna has his 3 and his 5 left. If Hanna hits his 3, we'd be tied at 26, and if Hanna misses his 5, we're in sudden death. But all Hanna has to do is hit his 5. His 3 is kind of irrelevant. All that will do is guarantee that it will at least go to sudden death. Which, that on itself is even damaging the dinosaur chef, because even if Smets is able to pull out the win in sudden death, that would mean that Andrico would have to KO Cushing, which is no small feat. So now we're going to go to Brandon Hanna for his three-pointer here. His category is DC. For 3 points, Brandon Hanna. And it's a miss. No sudden death for this match. Brandon Hanna misses. It is now 26-23, and it comes down to the five-pointer. After a so far perfect game, one miss from Brandon Hanna puts him in a must-hit situation. That's how good Smets is. Even with a couple misses, he can come back so quickly. So now, this is it. It's 26-23, Kevin Smets. If Brandon Hanna hits this five-pointer, Dinosaur Chef will have lost the game. Brandon Hanna hits this five-pointer for Revision 323. Revision 323 will be going to the finals. Dinosaur Chef will be eliminated. If he misses the five-pointer, Kevin Smets will be able to take this to the final match between Andrico and Cushing. Brandon Hanna's category is Mixed Bag. Mixed Bag. For 5 points. And your winner, gaining 2 points for Revision 323, Brandon the Hitman Hanna. Revision 323 is heading to the finals. Revision 323 is heading to the finals. 28-26 is the final score. 28-26, Brandon Hanna pulls it out. One question away from a perfect game. And Smets, I mean, he only missed two questions, but missing the perfect first round and missing that three-pointer really cost him. 20-26, Revision 323 wins the matchup. We will still do Andrico Cushing to see if Revision may have been able to shut out Dinosaur Chef. But even with Smets and Damon, who are supposed to be locks in IG and Star Wars, Dinosaur Chef, it just everything went wrong for him today. Everything went wrong for him today. Hanna pulls out the upset over Smets. DeMolanta upsets Damon. And then Who's the Boss is able to pull out the victory over Goddard and Franco. Score 6-0. We will still do Andrico versus Cushing, which I have a feeling Cushing will win and be able to sweep it for Revision 323. But who knows? But that is it. Revision 323 will be heading for the final. So we'll get started with the singles match. That doesn't really mean anything, but we'll play it anyways. Revision 323, congratulations. Just book your ticket to the championship match. Okay, guys, so here we go. It is the final match. Rachel Cushing for Revision 323. Mark Andrico for Dinosaur Chef. Well, Fife Club Civil War, if you will. Revision 323 has already won in advance to the finals. 6-0 right now. Seeing if, you know, Cushing can make it a clean sweep for him. So let's take a quick look at the tail of the tape. Rachel Cushing expected to annihilate Mark Andrico. She has an 86.67 singles accuracy. Mark Andrico has a 69.15. This could get I don't know what I'm looking for. Lopsided. That could be a word that could fit at the end of that second sentence. Words are very hard. Yes, Rachel Cushing pretty much expected to destroy, but we'll see. Who knows? Maybe Mark Andrico can pull one out for Dinosaur Chef. Let's get started with round number one. 8 questions in the round. 0.4 correct answer questions will be asked to both of the players. If you get a perfect round, then you'll receive a bonus question asked just to you. So, question number one. Come in the category of famous actors and actresses. Famous actors and actresses. To Rachel Cushing, she hits. Mark Andrico hits. We're 1-1. 1-1. Question number two, we go to the 70s. The 70s. To Andrico, he hits. Rachel Cushing, she hits. 2-2. 2-2-2. Now we go to Mixed Bag. Very interesting early on in round number one. Rachel Cushing hits. Mark and Draco, there's the first miss of the match. 3-2. Cushing holds her lead. Question number four comes in the category of Get Your Geek On. Get Your Geek On. This is in her geekdom category. Mark and Draco, a miss. Rachel Cushing hits. Of course she does. She's former Inner Geekdom champion. 4-2 now. Cushing in the lead. Question number five. Category is Coming of Age. Coming of Age to Rachel. She hits. And Draco hits. 5-3. Rachel Cushing still perfect. With three questions left. Question number six. We go to the 1990s. To Mark and Draco. He hits. Rachel Cushing. She hits. 6-4. 6-4. And Draco hanging with Cushing. Only 2 points back. Cushing perfect, though. As in the question number seven. Category is romantic comedies. Romantic comedies. To Rachel Cushing. She hits. Mark and Draco. He hits. 7-5. 7-5. Now, we go from romantic comedies to just comedies. No romance in these. Well, maybe there is. But we go to Mark and Draco. He hits. Rachel Cushing for the perfect round. She hits. So after round number one, Cushing 8 and Draco 6. But Rachel got a perfect round number one. So she will get a bonus question from the category of Tom Hanks. And she stays perfect. 9-6. Rachel Cushing in the lead over Mark the Android and Draco. 9-6, Cushing holds her lead, and Draco a 6 out of 8 in round one, not bad, but Cushing just ran the table. So, now we head into round number two. So how round number two will work, competitors will have a turn at spinning the wheel. Rachel Cushing, she is in the lead, so she has the option to go first or second, and she is going to opt to defer to Mark and Draco. So Mark and Draco will be going first in this round. So Draco will spin the wheel, whatever category he lands on. He has the option to take it or spin away. If he decides to spin away, he must take his second category. Whatever he does end up with, though, he will get 4 questions in, each worth 2 points. If he doesn't feel too confident on the question, he can drop down to multiple choice, but that makes it worth only 1 point. If he gets the question wrong, Rachel can steal. So Mark and Draco stepping into the wheel. He spins spinner's choice. Spinner's choice for Mark and Draco. And Mark and Draco is going to take horror. And Draco is going to take horror. Interesting. Okay. 4 questions for Mark and Draco in the category of horror. Question number one, he hits. 9-8. Question number two, he hits. It is now 10-9, Mark and Draco. Question number three, a miss from and Draco there. And Rachel Cushing for a big steal. Massive steal for Cushing. It's now 11-10. And then Draco, final question, he hits. So he's able to pick up 6 points in the round, which doubles the score, brings it up to 12. But Rachel Cushing with a massive steal keeps her only a point down. It is now 12-11, heading into Rachel's round. You get spinner's choice, especially going up against Rachel Cushing, you need to go perfect. And he did not achieve that feat. It's now 12-11. Rachel Cushing will be stepping up to the wheel. She has spun Ridley Scott. Does Rachel want to keep Ridley Scott or spin? She'll be spinning away from Ridley Scott. Now Rachel Cushing must take whatever she lands on here. Brad Pitt movies is Rachel Cushing's final category. She finds herself down by a point. 12-11. A perfect round would give her a 7-point lead heading into the final round. There will be no KO. A TKO is possible, though, still. But who knows? Mark and Draco could make a comeback. We're talking about this like Rachel Cushing is going to get a perfect round. But you know she could. Category is Brad Pitt. See what she can do. Question number one. She hits. 13-12. Question number two. And there's a miss from Cushing. Her first miss. Mark and Draco steals the lead right back. That's a massive steal. It is now 14-13, and Draco has the lead, and Draco is still in this. He is still in this. Rachel Cushing, 2 points, 15-14, and she hits again on her final question. So, they each do the same thing. They each go 3 out of 4 in their rounds and then steal each other's questions, so they each get 8 points in the round, which means that we're right back to the 3-point advantage Cushing had after round one. It is 17-14 now, heading into the final round. And Draco's still in this. I'm very impressed with Draco so far. But 2-pointer, 3-pointer, and 5-pointer in this round after picking 3 random numbers. Questions will always go to whoever's currently losing. So, the 2-pointer will start with Mark and Draco. His category is Matt and Ben. This is Matt Damon and Ben Affleck to Mark and Draco. He hits it. 17-16. 17-16. Rachel Cushing still holds the lead, which means that we stick with Draco for his 3-pointer to evade the TKO. His category is Leonardo DiCaprio. 3 points. He hits it. Mark and Draco hits it, which means that he now is up to 19 points, and we bounce back to Rachel Cushing. She hits her 2-pointer. She will tie the match. Scores 19-17, Mark and Draco. Categorize crime. Crime movies. For Rachel Cushing. It's a miss. Whoa. And Draco actually has a shot. Rachel Cushing misses her 2-pointer in the category of crime. And now, we are going to go to her 3-pointer. Sorry for the long pauses. I'm just kind of surprised. Stanley Kubrick movies now. Stanley Kubrick. Okay. For 3 points, Rachel Cushing to take the lead. And it's another miss from Rachel. And now, if Rachel Cushing misses this 5-pointer, Mark and Draco will have pulled off the victory. It comes down to this 5-pointer for Rachel Cushing. If Mark and Draco can pull off this upset on Rachel Cushing, I will be shocked. Rachel Cushing's 5-point category is the 2000s. See if she can pull this off. And your winner, gaining 2 points for Dinosaur Chef, Mark the Android, and Draco. Nobody saw that coming. I mean, Rachel Cushing had a 17% advantage. But, I mean, anything can happen in the Schmodown. I feel that why this system works is it gives an advantage to the better players, but it still sticks with the anything can happen in the movie Trivia Schmodown. So, wow. Mark and Draco wins 19-17 over Rachel Cushing. That is shocking. So surprised by that. But it doesn't matter, because Revision 323, while not being able to get the sweep, will be moving on 6-2. His team of Rachel Cushing, Ben Bateman, Mark Riley, Brandon Hanna, and Andrew DiMolanta is heading to the finals. The finals will be 5-round matches. But we still have to determine who Revision is going to be playing between Sam Levine Rules and Kaiser Hong. Kaiser Hong's team is William Bibiani, Paulo Yama, Lon Harris, Jason Inman, and Laura Kelly. Sam Levine Rules has Sam Levine, Mike Kalinowski, Clark Wolf, Jeff Snyder, and Sean Sullivan. Two fantastic teams. One of them will be matching up against Revision 323. We'll have Sam Levine Rules versus Kaiser Hong next Tuesday. And then the finals after that. And then we might do another draft to continue on with the season. Maybe do some free agency specials, trades. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But Revision 323, congratulations. You are heading to the finals. And I think that is all for today. If you guys want to hear more of me, you can check me out at Teens Talk Movies podcasts or We also just launched our YouTube channel. So if you want to check out Teen Stunt Movies, go ahead. If not, whatever. But until next week, guys. When we have another match, you probably won't see me unless you stalk my house, which I was just against doing. Why? I don't know. I think it's illegal. But until then, I will say goodbye and stay safe, everybody. I'll see you guys next week for the other semifinal. Kaiser Hong, same Levine rules. Winner gets revision in the finals. See you guys then. Goodbye.